This is the elders, two old friends who only exist because we read everything the great ones ever wrote. Arthur, our value sage. Miles, our mathematician. Fictional AI voiced and full of opinions. Tonight's question. Do you ever sell a wonderful business?
Selling a wonderful business because the price wiggled up? That's like leaving a 50-year marriage because your wife got a compliment at a party. The whole trick in life is to find a few great things and then stop fidgeting.
Nobody is leaving anybody, Arthur. But the data is rude about this, and I'm afraid I have to read it out loud. When a stock runs 3 standard deviations hot in 6 weeks, the next 6 weeks are, on average, a hangover.
Averages. I've met a lot of averages. Never made a dime off one.
You've made plenty off mine. Which is why the machine we both live inside runs the compromise, keep every share, and rent out the euphoria on about 30% of them when the crowd loses its manners. RSI above 69 for days. Regime turning.
Renting the froth. Fine, I'll allow it, because you never touch the other 70%. Compounding is sacred, Miles. Interrupting it is the only sin in this church.
Agreed. And when the crowd panics instead of parties, we don't comfort them, we sell them insurance. Puts, at prices where we'd be delighted to own more.
Getting paid to make a promise you wanted to keep anyway. That's not trading. That's just good manners with a premium attached.
So, the answer to tonight's question. When do you sell a wonderful business?
Ideally, never. You sell the excitement around it.
It's called the wall, Arthur.
In my day, we just called it patience, with better math.
The elders are fictional AI hosts inspired by the investors we study and love. New names, real lessons made with care. The whole library lives at hush.ai/media.